This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello there. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We'll talk about what has gone on for the last few days here in my locale later on. Right now, we're going to kick off the week, the live, hopefully all week live week, with writer and podcaster Rob Morris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Bill, I have to ask you a question. Is it true that a prominent Democrat politician may have once done something to you and you can't remember where it happened or when it happened? Because maybe you'd been drinking, but you're not sure. And aren't you about ready to come forward with those allegations?
I think it was probably Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I always suspected that.
Yeah, me too. But I've been holding it, you know, because of the trauma.
I've noticed that. I was able to pick up on that vibe. I'm so sensitive. Yeah, so that's the elephant in the room, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're going to talk about Kavanaugh and his accuser.
At some point. Anita Hill. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Or Judge Roy Moore again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, except, and we're going to talk about what I think the American people think of this, too, because the template is, well, let's just talk about that, shall we? Now here's the thing, and what Rob is referring to is Dianne Feinstein, supposedly has been sitting on this letter from this anonymous accuser, who we now know her name, since July, right? And she mm-hmm. put out that the anonymous accuser had come forward and said, he did this back then, and that just wasn't flying. The anonymous accuser thingy just wasn't working.
Well, and now we know her name, Christine Blasey Ford.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a social work prof out in California.
Yeah, she's a psychologist and a social justice warrior.
Oh, wow. Is she ever?
Yeah. And she's a Democrat. She's a Democrat, without a doubt. I mean, Democrats are victims of crime all the time. This is not to denigrate anybody that is a victim of crime. However, her story is quite interesting, to say the least. And it's, you know, it's always the Democrats that seem to sit on these stories, you know, like it reminds me of Chappaquiddick and Anita Hill and all this other nonsense that the Democrats always, Bill Clinton, all of these things where it's always held up and nobody brings it forward until, you know, the eve of something disastrous for the left or something.
Well, let's fill in some of the facts.
Sure.
She claims that Judge Brett Kavanaugh laid down on her, tried to get his hands under her clothes. She was wearing a one-piece swimsuit. It was a party. She was 15. He would have been 17. She says everybody was drinking, but she doesn't know when the attack happened. She doesn't know where it happened.
So she was drinking.
Yes. She was drinking as well.
Yes.
She claims there were four people in the room. The guy who says I was at Kavanaugh and one other guy who have come forward and said, that's not what happened. Yeah. And she did. Now, interestingly enough, she didn't say anything when her parents were filing for bankruptcy in front of Kavanaugh's mom, who's a judge.
I didn't know about that part. She didn't say anything initially when she was 15 because she'd been to a party with alcohol. So the whole alcohol thing, you know, how well does a 15-year-old hold their liquor? How much perception do they have, actual, you know, and with that being involved in it, did Brett Kavanaugh trip and fall on top of her.
I see.
While she was laying on the bed.
That's what we could have uncovered 15 years ago.
36 years ago.
Well, better yet, right. Yeah, that's right. He's not that young. And what was it, silly? Was it evil? The bad news is, at this point, we will never know.
No. But it's interesting that, she never talked about it. When she's 18, 21, she was in couples therapy, where she brought out something about an attack that boys did from an elite school. Then another time, she said something about a rape. She's never mentioned anybody's name. And she's been a social justice warrior in the era of hashtag Me Too.
Right.
And Kavanaugh was sitting on the Court of Appeals. He's been, he's clerked for Supreme Court justices. He's been a prominent guy. He's got the biggest paper trail of any guy that's ever been out there. This has been a prominent dude. Why wouldn't you blow the whistle on him if he'd done it earlier?
Here's a maybe reason.
Sure.
Her brother's a lawyer who works for the law firm that paid Fusion GPS.
Oh. How interesting.
Hello, dear. How interesting is that?
Yeah, that's really interesting. But, is that why it's coming out now? Or is that why it was never said?
I'll go with the latter. Well, now, I think that's why it came out now. If you wanted me to put money on it, at this point, you can either confirm or deny it's just a, black paint that you throw on somebody and see what sticks. It's indefensible. By that, I mean, you can't defend yourself against it. I say it didn't happen. My friend that was there says it doesn't happen. She says it is. What can we do?
Well, what we can do is we can look at the Democratic Party's history of obfuscation just in the era of this president, where we've had Russian collusion going on and on and on and on and on. And the people involved said there is none. They've gotten Manafort on something that has nothing to do with Russian collusion.
Right.
They got Flynn to admit to lying to, committing perjury. And I can't remember who the other guy they ensnared was, but they're out there finding stuff that has nothing to do with their mandate. And Rosenstein and Mueller should both be fired. But, it's a nice sideshow. We've got that going on.
Well, I think what that tells us is if the FBI, and I've met wonderful FBI agents, but they'll tell you, don't talk to me because you're going to say something that will get you in trouble.
Sure.
What time is it? Oh, you weren't accurate. it's like you can't. Don't go there. You go, gosh, I'd be glad to help you. I've been advised that you should give those questions to my lawyer and we'll make sure we don't say anything that isn't true that way. Just frightening stuff.
Yeah. And given that they keep coming up with all of this stuff, this is just another. We've had the anonymous guy from the Trump administration who wrote the New York Times op-ed. We have seen over and over again since November of 2016 them just losing their mind, and they're still losing their mind, and they've come up with this last minute thing, and I think they just should go ahead and hold the boat and let the chips fall.
It was funny though about that. Trump has been saying that there are people who are conspiring against me, and everybody said, see, he's paranoid.
Yeah.
And then one of them is in the New York Times or a Washington Post. Hi, I'm conspiring against Trump. And they kind of all look the other way and go, oh, well, yeah, maybe laugh.
Yeah. That's it. That's the other thing. That's who came out with this. This was the lead story, Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, Amazon. They were the ones that came out with this stuff. And, this is nothing new. This is the same stuff we hear all the time, where all of us, every Republican is just a bad boy, and we've all done bad things. And, of course, Kavanaugh, at the same time, it's perfectly okay to get out there. What is with all of these people calling me? Well, now the show started. All of that just goes on and on and on. It just never ends. But we'll be right back. My guest this evening is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Interesting world in which we're operating in today. We just got done talking about Kavanaugh, his accuser who has patience, waited 36 years to come out with a... And I think story is a good way to put it, because I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's interesting that she couldn't remember names for years, and then all of a sudden, oh, yes, it's all clear to me now. Except, you know, the therapist has documented that, no, she didn't know who this was.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Therapy, psychotherapy has a way of being suggestive. And there have been a whole lot of studies debunking the memories of people that have these suggestions given to them to try to bring these things forward. Because, right. they may believe it and everything. She claims to have passed a lie detector test, which is something that is not admissible in court. I don't know why is that even brought up? And why do they even exist? Why would you have one?
It makes a great plot twist in a kind of B-grade detective movie.
Okay.
But okay. I just looked it up from the Washington Post. She says there were four people there. She gave the Post four names, the two that they've contacted, one of which is the judge. The other one is a guy whose name is oddly Mark Judge. And both of them are saying, oh, my, no. The other two said, I'm not going to talk to you. So no one has said, oh, yeah, I remember that, and that's the way it happened, which if it were as repugnant as it sounds, I would think everybody would stand up and go, wow, that was embarrassing.
Well, one thing that has, like with in any case, in any court case of law when they're getting out there, any sort of, I think they call this exculpatory evidence where somebody says, well, no, that's he's actually innocent. That has to be brought to light. That has to be given up and put out there.
Exactly. Well, these charges only came up after the hearings about this judge were closed.
Yeah.
So they go, since we don't have anything to bring up in court or with the FBI or even in Senate hearings, we'll try the court of public opinion, which is pretty sloppy. That's why we get to make fun of it now.
Yeah, and, you know, that rightfully, McConnell, who continues to shock me, he got out there and he jumped all over Feinstein. This stinks to high heaven, this last-minute thing, this thing she's supposedly been sitting on. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. A 15-year-old that's drunk is going to remember those details. And like you said, that and the whole public opinion thing, yep. No way to prove this now. No way to go back and trying to throw something against the wall, see if it sticks.
Right. So. And sadly, I think Victor Davis Hanson wrote about this extensively. Can you imagine if you're a straight up judge and you'd be willing to go on to the Supreme Court? If you have a family, you'd go, oh Lord, no. I'm going to drag my family through a bunch of lies they'll make up.
This is the thing I hope is remembered here. Okay. Cause, my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, when, Sotomayor came up there, which I don't know how qualified she was. I do not think Elena Kagan was qualified. Mm-hmm. She had never sat as a judge anywhere. So I don't know how you go to being a Supreme Court justice when you've ever been a judge. So.
Right.
I know she's worked on the fringe and everything. She's never sat in the chair. So she has zero experience as far as actually being a judge. And I may be oversimplifying that, but that's beside the point. They got rubber stamps from the Republicans.
Right.
And we saw this with Robert Bork. We saw it with Clarence Thomas. We see it with every judicial nominee, no matter what the court is. And that's because the Democrats want to stack the courts because they want judicial precedent-setting law and not actually trying to because actually getting a law passed now is not that easy to do, no matter who's in power.
I did like the comment that someone said, hey, if you don't like the First and Second Amendments, by all means, go change them. You know, put it up in Congress, get it in front of the states, make it say what you think it should say. But until then, it's the law and you should obey it. So, yeah, you're right. That's hard. They'll take the easy road. What I wonder is when the Republicans will grow a pair and say that obeying the rules will only start being popular when we use the rules to our advantage as well. If only one side's cheating, they're going to be in favor of cheating.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I just think they ought to make them pay. I mean, enough of this nice decorum nonsense. They're not using any decorum. They're out there walking around saying, go harass people. And they're going to, people listening to Maxine Waters is going to get some Maxine Waters supporters killed.
Gosh, I hope not. Yeah, I fear that as well. But the notion that, yeah, we should just go out there and shoot those conservatives. I go, oh, please don't do that because it'll get you killed.
Yeah.
It's going to get a lot of people hurt and a bunch of them are going to be you.
Well, they're going to go out and, you know, they're being whipped into violence and everything. One, they don't understand it. They don't train to do it. They don't even know when it is warranted. And violence for political ends is something you see either out of a Marxist country or a banana republic.
Right. Yeah.
And we're supposed to be the United States. We're supposed to be the ones everybody wants to come to. So the problem is going to be if they go that way, they're going to get their clocks cleaned.
She's playing to her base, okay?
Yeah, but her base where? Her base in where she gets elected?
I think her base of donors.
Yeah, that's become a national thing, hasn't it?
Right, and if she can get enough donors, then she will get better committee assignments.
Sure.
It is, sadly, our legislature is pay to play. The more you bring in, the better committee assignments you get, which is frightening given that some nuts can say some crazy things, get funded, and end up with some pretty important positions.
Sure.
Yikes. But I think what could happen is it's a win-win situation. Given our twisted media, you know, if Antifa in Portland tries to beat up a conservative prayer group and gets beat up, the media is going to say, oh, look how violent those conservatives are. So all she needs is some good camera footage and she'll point it back at us. The facts be damned.
Well, they'll edit it. I mean, you know, Kamala Harris did some editing the other day and got caught red-handed doing it. Still claims that's the way it went. And I mean, that's the thing. They're now known as the party who lies even when they get caught lying.
After the next break, partner.
They perpetuate the lie. But, and I got a question for you after the break when we get back. That's okay.
Whoa.
We'll be right back. I'm talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the northeast. The death toll is nearly 24, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
For many parts of North Carolina, the danger is still immediate. Flood waters are rising as rivers crest. And they will for days. I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of US 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Back after a prolonged absence due to a human herd coming inland. But that, we're going to kick the other hour off with it. All right, now I'm talking to Rob Morse. We've been talking about the left and everything and Kavanaugh and this early October surprise. I want to ask you a question. What do you think happens when inevitably Ruth Bader Ginsburg either quits or dies? What do you think the left's going to do when that happens? Because Trump's going to be president when that happens.
Are the Republicans still in charge of the Senate?
I have no idea.
Well, if they control the Senate, they will take the hardest left person they think they can get in there. Someone who says, God, government is my God, please put me in the on the throne.
I mean, the Senate doesn't make appointments to... the Supreme
Court. Oh, interesting. Interesting. That's true. They, of course, there will be no, but there are budget battles, and they say, you show us your list. We'll tell you what we want. Here's what we'd pass. So I would guess they'll stonewall. They'll go eight Supreme Court judges. That's fine. Seven is fine. We'll wait. Yeah, I don't think they need to pass anybody.
Yeah, but I think what would happen would be, I mean, they're very slowly coming to the point of destroying themselves. Their whole platform right now, and I mean, I'm not sure they're going to get the Senate or the House because the economy is rocking. And
right,
you know, Obama can get out there all he likes and says, "Well, I'm the one that started this." No, you didn't. As soon as Trump was elected, the markets started ticking up. As soon as he wasn't president yet. The market started ticking up 2 months before he took office. So the perception was that pro-business was coming in, and that's what we got. The regulatory regime has been rolled back. The economy's kicking and humming and everything else. But given the conniptions that we're hearing, like right now you would think that Brett Kavanaugh single-handedly is going to be like the grand poobah potentate if he gets on the Supreme Court, because he's going to roll everything back that they want and make everything permissive they don't want.
Well, that's what they need to say in order to motivate their voting blocks, right?
Sure.
Is it true? Absolutely not. But anyway.
Their voting blocks, though, lost them a lot of states.
Yeah, isn't that okay? So you're saying for the Democrat in the middle,
yeah,
who's going, are these really the crazies I want to vote for?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're saying that the Republicans are the devil and you need to stop the devil. Okay, so maybe that gets the moderate Democrat, but that's a very tough blade to walk on, because a lot of people go, wait a minute, no, the Republicans aren't. Look, unemployment in the black ghetto is at its lowest in history.
Yep.
I don't think that was done by the devil, was it? You know, so their story gets more compelling but less believable. Huh?
Well, that's the other thing. You know, they're out there talking and everything. They were talking last time too. They had the polls, they had the press, they had all of this stuff happening without any trials by Trump, any new things coming up, just an election happening, and they lost. And now Trump's support amongst, you know, he's got about 50% when you factor in black America and Hispanics, because a big percentage of them that the Democrats really couldn't afford to lose. It's been sliding over. So the identity politics thing is beginning to fail. And it's not what I'm hearing that makes me feel good. It's what I'm not hearing, because they don't have a plan. Their plan is to raise the taxes. That's it. And it's everything. We don't like Trump. He's got to go. We don't like him. He's got to be impeached. We don't like him. He's Hitler. He's this. And that's the other thing. All of this demonization. If you really believe that somebody's Hitler or something like that, don't you have to do something about him?
Well, and the thing we should do is disarm all the people.
Yeah. Well, no, not all the people, because, you know, the left isn't against guns. They're just against me and you having them.
Well, all right. Okay, good point. Well, I don't, you know, when they snuggle up with the Black Lives Matter, some of those guys say, oh, no, we need to disarm the police, too. So that crazy slope gets pretty slippery and goes down pretty fast.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just don't see who their base is. Their base is very vocal, without a doubt. Their base is real but vocal, and they'll claim everything. But the other thing is that they have no attention span. They used to have their eyes on the prize, and recently we've seen all these guys, like with guns, like with the Second Amendment, repeal the Second Amendment, ban this gun, ban that gun, keep the children safe, ban guns. That's never worked. It's never going to work. That's been debunked.
I think their base is, obviously, government union workers.
Sure.
Illegal immigrants. Some minorities that feel suppressed. Now, maybe there's some hardcore unionists in the private sector. Although, given the way Obama crushed coal companies, the way he destroyed GM, I mean, even though he handed it to the unions, that's a hard coalition to keep together.
It is. And the other thing is that the problem with this coalition is that sooner or later these protected classes bump into each other.
Right.
And then what? Whose side do you come down on?
What was fun for me to watch that, some of the fires out in California, they say it was started by a quote, illegal. Often what that means is a guy running a drug operation up in the hills.
Yeah.
And I've stumbled across those when I was in California. They are a environmental nightmare. They use all kind of chemicals to extract the drugs. Let's just say that they're not worried about sustainable agriculture when they fertilize. Not a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. What happens when their constituencies collide? I don't know. We're going to find out here in a couple months.
Yeah, but these protected classes, though, and this is the thing. I like this swordsman that existed in the feudal time, named Miyamoto Musashi, and he said that, you know, truth exists, and you may have a different opinion, but that is a delusion, because truth is non-caring about your opinion. It simply is.
Right.
And they're going to bang into some truths, because you cannot divide and conquer forever, because eventually you don't have a big enough group to do anything with them.
I don't see. Yeah. And that's the magic question. And that's why I'm so glad that your program exists. Your listeners get to ask tough questions. Think of, well, what comes next? They get to go, wait a minute, was I just sold the line? What comes next? Does this make sense? And you and I get email from people who said, I don't get it. Why'd you say that? And you go,
sure.
I'll tell you why. So hold us to the truth. Don't let us loose.
Yep. True. Well, as long as everybody remains their own critical thinker, I'm happy with it. So they should never take anything I say, because I might get it wrong.
And well, I and if I
admit that,
yes, straighten us out.
Right.
In this Kavanaugh case, I would love for someone to come up with, and I can't even imagine how you do it. Here's real proof, because then we'd all go, okay, we'll stand up, we'll get behind one side or the other. I hope, or is it just politics all the way down? Yeah, that'd be embarrassing.
Here's the quote I was trying to give you. This is by Miyamoto Musashi. Truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is, and you must bend to its power or live a lie. Period.
I'll think about that over the break.
Take that, leftists. Talking to Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443443. That's BEST 55 to 443443.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. We've been talking about the leftists and their fun ways and their futile ways and everything. And I think they're sort of a dying breed. I think they're going to commit suicide. But anything you want to final segment here? Anything that you want to pop up that we haven't talked about yet that may have caught your fancy?
Well, two things popped up, and my neck was sore after that.
Heavens.
I was reading a Vice article. I want to see how the other side thinks. And it's basically said, guns are bad. They make you less safe. And on the day before, so they wouldn't have time to have seen it, was that story about the armed citizen in Cicero, Illinois, who helped the police capture a robber. Did you cover that story yet?
I have not. Well, I mean, I've been off the air, so I didn't. I haven't. No, I have not.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So there's a bulletin put out to the police. A car with California tags has been stolen in a Chicago neighborhood. Hey, they're way the wrong color. It's like some police see them. Chicago traffic's notorious. They follow this guy. He tries to run. They box him in. Now he dumps the car, the stolen car, starts to run, and starts shooting at the police. This, your average car thief does not dial in for higher and deeper by shooting at the cops. So this guy's probably, they haven't told us who he is yet. So this guy's a certified bad guy. This is not a teen with a joyride. This is a pro criminal. Well, he hits one policeman several times, so he's a pretty accurate shooter. That guy ducks in an alley. A guy in a Jeep sees this happen. He rolls out of the Jeep and puts shots on the bad guy. It's not clear who of the three people shooting at the bad guy actually took him down and made him stop shooting. But rather than continue the gunfight, because now the bad guy's down, the good guy, citizen, knows it's not my job to go mess with him. He's over there. Heck with it. I don't know whether he holsters his gun, throws it in his Jeep, puts it in his pants, what, runs into the alley where the cop ran and puts a compress against the cop's bleeding arm.
Right.
So now what was so, I can't call it funny, except it's painfully disassociative. One of the Chicago newspapers goes, wow, look, hometown hero. Isn't that great? And the other one, the other newspaper, was it the Trib or the Sun? I think it was the Sun-Times, said, first, good guy with a gun, just never happened. Didn't cover it in the story. Then when a bunch of activists, you know, I think the mayor came forward, the mayor of Cicero, it may have been the head of the city council, and the police chief come and say, hey, this was great. Thank you. This guy squared away. Not only did he shoot at the bad guy, we're not sure whose rounds did what, but then he helped the officer in distress. Thank you. We're grateful that people like this are among our citizens. And the paper had to come out with an article that said, yeah, but concealed carriers are still bad. I mean, it was literally, this doesn't justify armed civilians, you all. Interesting. So, but I thought that and the Vice article side by side, just, I wanted to go get a neck brace.
Well, I mean, you know, I understand that. I get that part of it. The constant. I mean, why don't they just come out and just say, we don't like guns. That's why we say this. We just don't like guns.
I wish they would. Can you imagine if they were honest? Because they go, we don't trust our readers to protect themselves.
Yes, well, you know, listen, we can't let that part out of it. That part can never get out, because that's the thing. That's the thing. That's what they're saying. And I mean, they don't actually want to say that.
I know they don't.
They believe it.
Yes.
That's the part where we get, for me, the confusion comes in, because I think they ought to just go, I think they ought to do like Jim Carrey said and just go, you know, just admit it, just go full on socialist. That's the way you're going. That's who you're voting for nowadays, Democratic base. We see you for what you are, and, you know, go ahead and admit everything you got going on. We know.
Does that ever kind of jangle your mind? People call the left as populist, and I go, well, I am too. I think my neighbors should be armed. I trust my neighbors as much as I trust the government. I mean, if my neighbor puts on a blue polyester uniform and drives around in a city car, he's still my neighbor.
Right.
He doesn't become any more or less reliable. I trust them with my kids. I trust the school teachers with my children. Yeah, I want them to carry guns. Why wouldn't I? And all of a sudden, well, gosh, your neighbors can't be trusted. That's why we need to tell them what to think. What an admission. Ah!
I'm seeing this now on Kavanaugh's accuser. Hang on a minute. Let me...
Breaking headlines.
Breaking headlines. I don't know. Her attorney's name is Deborah Katz, and she said that it's not her client's job to corroborate her claim. And the other headline there is that Feinstein, she is not going to cooperate
with McConnell. To get it scheduled?
With McConnell and with Grassley. So, you know, what they want to do is they want to have separate phone calls with Kavanaugh and with the accuser. And they're not going to. And if they don't do that, America, if they don't do the phone calls, and if the accuser does not come forward and say, I want to face you and I'm standing, then it's false. It's false.
Well, I think what will happen is the Democrats will use this going into the election to say, Republicans support racists. Oh, like Clinton and Kennedy? No, wrong answer. No, like Clarence Thomas or Kavanaugh. You know, they will spin it just as hard and as left as they can.
Kavanaugh is offering to testify about this, and the lawyer or the accuser is willing to testify about it, but not the accuser.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, given how cool and collected Kavanaugh was, and I would bet his friends will stand up and say, didn't happen, you know, I was supposed to have been there, that's not what I saw, it didn't happen.
If I were Grassley, I would grab Kavanaugh by the lapels of his nicely cut jacket and shake him a little bit and say, do you understand that the way to beat these people is to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice? Your good name be damned. You got into public life. This is the price you pay. If you want to make a difference, I'm going to give it to you. But we're not going to be distracted. We're not going to let the clock run out. And no, you don't need to get up here and, you know, defend your name. We already see this for what it is. This is probably why I'm not on anybody's congressional staff. There would constantly be all kinds of uproars every time I was there.
Well, you're playing the let's get him confirmed game.
Yeah.
What if Grassley wants to play let's get all the other Republican congressional candidates and senators elected game? He goes, we have to look good. So we will put on our Boy Scout uniform and say, I will testify to my honesty anywhere, anytime, and that's what you want to put up. And then you want to go, oh, the Democrats won't come through here. Let's take a vote now. Okay, but you do have to have your story straight in the elections coming up.
I would not play that game. That's a game I would not be playing. I would get. Mm-hmm. I think where you delineate the difference between the two parties, if you have one party that's getting something done and you have another party that's complaining about them getting something done.
Okay.
Getting out there and trying to play the strategy game with them. They've got the press. They've got the media.
On the other hand.
Yeah.
Bill, what have the Republicans done for gun owners? We'll talk about that next week, won't we?
We will. They have moved the chains just enough to placate us, but you're right. We will talk about that next week. Check out Rob Morris on iTunes and online. Stitcher Radio, tune in. Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and Amoland. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right, we'll be right back. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.